Well, I think you're excited about the dynamics of the hockey player that you picked up in the deal. I think that anytime you can get somebody who's 28 years old in that 8 or 10 years that he's played, has been in the top 4 point getters in the league, I think you're looking at an extreme upside here. And you're also looking at a guy that's 6'4", 244, and is a right-handed centerman and takes faceoffs at a clip of over 55%. All those things were not on our hockey club last year, and I think it makes us better.
How does it change your preparation, Ron, as you look forward to this season? A lot of people don't realize as we're heading to the end of August that you guys start up awful early. Right after Labor Day, most of the camps open, and October 1st, you're playing NHL games that matter. So how does it change your plans and your preparation?
Well, I think one of the things that really comes to mind is that you've got now that big guy who can go out and play against the big centers in the league. I felt that putting Mark in that situation last year was almost unfair, and Peter Nedved was put in that situation an awful lot also. And both of them, like Mark said today, he feels like a little finesse guy now standing beside Eric, which is a statement. Mark Messier will never be considered small in this game. And the thing about it is now we've got the man to go out there and play against those people on a regular basis. And to me, it's exciting. I think that the whole hockey club's excited about it because of the size of the man. I mean, he just adds a lot of things that we sorely needed.
In terms of the fan reaction, I know that it has been fairly negative from the media and talk shows in New York because they fear. I guess they fear that if, in fact, the guy gets another concussion, it's wasted money and you've lost some pretty good players or potentially pretty good players to Philadelphia in this deal. What's your reaction to the negativity? Is it a factor because the team hasn't made the playoffs the last 4 years, do you think? Or what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think one of the big factors in this whole deal from talking to Glenn over the last 2 or 3 weeks has been the fact that Eric is only 28 years old.
Right.
I think you'd look at it in a little bit different light. You'd be 34, 35, and you're looking for 2 or 3 years out of him. I think at this point in time, we're looking at him as being a 8 or 9 year player for the New York Rangers and one that can help us. I think we wouldn't have done the deal in any other circumstances. The doctors have given us a clean bill of health. And like everybody said before, I mean, I can walk out in the street here tonight in New York, get hit by a car, and my career is over. I mean, there's chances in stepping out in the ice every night. You never know when anything is going to happen. He could go through a solid 5 years with nothing. He could get hit his first game. I mean, it's a chance that realistically we looked at and thought that we had to take when there's a player of his stature available.
What about the concern that his style of play will change out of fear of that last concussion, that he won't be the Eric Lindros that we remember, who can obviously be the most physical force in the league? He may not be the best player in the league, but when he's on his game, I don't know that anyone will argue that he is not the most physical force in the league. He is a bull in a china shop when he plays, but with that comes, obviously, the potential for injury. Do you fear at all that he will change his style after 16 months off ice?
I don't think so. I mean, just talking to him today, his whole thought process right now is that he wants to get back on the ice and get into it in a big way. I think that what you most likely want to be really careful with is the first couple, 3 weeks when there's traffic out there. He hasn't been in it for a while. And I think it's going to be a bit of an adjustment period for him again, but I totally expect him to be that physical player that he is. I mean, he tells me he can't play the game any other way. I think there's a lot to be said for the physical ability and the physical stature of the man. And maybe if in a lot of situations you're in a protection mode instead of a guy who thinks he's going to run over people all the time, and I think you can cover yourself in that respect in a lot of ways.